We're at a small overlook along the canal, just a little further along than our last stop. The Nashawanga Creek Preserve, since its inception in 1978, has had an active volunteer contingent. They provide maintenance and assistance for managing the preserve. Our volunteers do everything from posting boundary lines, signs, maintaining our trail system here in Nashawanga, leading interpretive walks and canoe trips. In the last several years, some of our projects have entailed the removal of tons of discarded old farm machinery, household trash piles, and that sort of thing from the preserve, from lands that the Conservancy now owns and manages. The Stewardship Committee, as it's known, is one of the oldest still active committees in the entire Nature Conservancy organization. When the first property was donated, which was 150 acres, the Conservancy's Mid-Atlantic Region Office decided that the Conservancy needed land management here at the preserve. And at the time it was decided they would need around 8 or 10 people. So a small group was formed locally that did just that. As the preserve grew, membership increased, and today we have about 50 members of the Stewardship Committee, 25 of which are extremely active members who turn out and work pretty much year-round on any project the Conservancy needs down here. The volunteer group is one of the best assets that the Conservancy has here in Nashawanga and on the Lower Eastern Shore. The majority of these folks are all local to the area. They're part of the community and act as ambassadors for the Conservancy and have fostered goodwill between the preserve neighbors and the Nature Conservancy. If it weren't for the Stewardship Committee and the work they do, management of the 10,000 plus acres here would be nearly impossible. The group is dynamic, dedicated. We have folks that vary in age from their 20s to their 80s, from welders to PhDs, and they all love this place. They spend time working here to make it a better place. They're a huge asset, and I just can't say enough about those folks.